Sister Florence Nawanga is an herbalist at a convent near Entebbe in south-central Uganda. For the last few years, she's been cultivating a plant that's native to China, but that might hold the key to defeating malaria in Africa, too.
This is the plant.
That's Artemisia?
Yeah.
It's called sweet wormwood, or Artemisia annua.
This is not so sad because it is still young.
And the drug derived from it, artemisinin, is the key ingredient of what is currently the most effective antimalarial medicine. Artemisinin came into use as older antimalarials, such as chloroquine and quinine, began to fail. Malaria is caused by a mosquito-borne parasite. It kills more than 1 million Africans each year, most of them young children. Almost everyone here has had it at one time or another, especially those who can't afford an insecticide-treated mosquito net, a category that includes most Ugandans. In this Kampala slum, a grandmother cares for 11 children without a single mosquito net, administering the older, less effective anti-malaria drugs to the baby. Last week, she says, the medicine failed to save the youngest child in her care. Malaria, AIDS, HIV, tuberculosis, and poverty reinforce each other in Africa, making each more deadly. Malarial fever in an HIV-infected person is apt to bring on full-blown AIDS, and most African AIDS patients actually die of tuberculosis, doctors say. They say the AIDS virus, too, is becoming resistant to less costly first-line antiretroviral drugs. And they note that poor people are less likely to complete drug therapies, a major cause of drug resistance.
Because the patient has interrupted taking of the drugs, the bug recovers. And when it recovers, it's definitely not going to be the same bug.
Dr. Martin Okot Nwang is in charge of tuberculosis treatment at Mulago Hospital in Kampala.
How are you? Yes. Are you the patient?
He says perhaps the most important way to prevent an even deadlier variant, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, is using community-based volunteers to make sure that patients complete their drug regimen, even after they feel better.
Someone in the neighborhood is the one who is trained locally to give this patient the TB drugs, and is the one who acts and records on the TB cards as the patient swallows the drugs.
Community-based workers are also being used to fight malaria. Richard is a social worker who distributes free anti-malaria drugs from Mulago Hospital to his fellow slum dwellers. They are not as powerful as artemisinin, but they're still better than nothing.
This one, a green park, is working for 2 years to 5 years.
Children?
Yeah, children. This one is from 2 months to 2 years for children.
Ugandan doctors say that increased funding from the rest of the world for combating HIV/AIDS, TB, and malaria is making a real difference in Uganda. There is other good news. Recently, researchers at the University of California at Berkeley announced they have grown a purer form of artemisinin in the laboratory using yeast cells. This synthetic form could be the basis for a low-cost combination treatment, lifting the burden of malaria from African peoples and economies. But scientists warn that if artemisinin is not used correctly as part of a drug combination cocktail, the malaria parasite will quickly become resistant to it as well. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.